protecting LGBT people from discrimination isn't a red or blue issue. It's a human issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
Tampa Republican Representative Jackie Toledo is backing the Competitive Workforce Act. The bill was last sponsored by Florida Republican Party Chairman Joe Gruters, but it died in the 2019 legislative session. Now, Toledo is taking up the mantle. She says without an anti-discrimination legislation, big corporations might not move to Florida.
As a proud conservative, standing up against discrimination is natural because we value individual freedom, hard work, and opportunity for all.
Toledo is joined by St. Petersburg Democrat Daryl Roussan, who is sponsoring the Senate version of the bill.
The Competitive Workforce Act does nothing more than prohibit LGBT Floridians from being fired from their job or being denied public housing or accommodations.
And that's not the only issue bringing Republicans and Democrats together. Republican House Speaker Designate Chris Sprouls says it's time to take climate change more seriously.
We need to stop being afraid of words like climate change and sea level rise. Frankly, we do this too often as conservatives.
That attitude is something climate change advocates are glad to see.
What do we want? Climate justice!
Students skip school to participate in a strike for climate justice. Charlotte Stewart Tilley is a student who helped organize Tallahassee Strike.
This is a school strike for the climate, or Fridays the Future. We are a group of students who are striking for the climate. We were refusing to go to school on account of the lack of action against the climate crisis.
Helen Rose is the director of religious exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Tallahassee. Rose was present at the march and says there aren't enough conservatives joining the cause.
It's becoming more and more common sense. It's becoming more and more ridiculous not to be on board.
Democratic Representative Ana Askamani and Senator Jose Rodriguez are refiling a bill to put Florida on a path toward 100% renewable energy by 2050. They call Sproul's words a good sign. I'm Robbie Gaffney.